Obituary: Keith Patton, the 28th of September 1955 to the 1st of May 2018. Keith has just died listening to Bob Dylan, his favorite musician, with a copy of Socialism Today at his bedside, Liz, his loving partner. It's with much sadness we report that Keith Patton, a former Socialist Party full-time worker in our print shop and long-time secretary of East London Party branch, finally succumbed to lung cancer on the 1st of May. Keith joined the Socialist Party in Leicester in 1980, where he worked at a nearby biscuit factory as a forklift driver, a job he hated. He moved to London in 1992 to work at our print shop in Hackney Wick, only to be asked to drive the forklift. He continued to help print the Socialist when the print shop was relocated to Clapton, and then to Waltham Forest. Keith wasn't simply a technical worker. He was fully versed in Marxism. He was a formidable exponent of the Socialist Party's ideas, which he unhesitatingly delivered at East London Labour Movement meetings. Keith never missed a demo or picket line, where he would be seen holding the Socialist high. Keith was a Socialist Internationalist and actively assisted our sister party in Ireland in the 1990s up to the mid-2000s, travelling to Dublin and the south of Ireland to help in key elections, and in fighting the iniquitous Bun tax, see remembrances below from comrades in Ireland. Keith also developed a deep understanding of socialist movements and national liberation struggles in sub-Saharan Africa. This enabled him to play a pivotal role in establishing the Socialist Cameroon Democracy Campaign, CDC, in the mid-1990s, which assisted asylum seekers in Britain allied to the Cameroon Social Democratic Opposition, recruiting several to the Socialist Party. Before the CDC started, no asylum claims from Cameroon had been successful for years. By highlighting the risks to socialist activists in Cameroon, CDC forced the Home Office to begin accepting refugees that had fled to Britain. Keith's burning sense of fighting injustice once had an unintended consequence. When living in East Ham, his house was burgled. He couldn't understand why the police who came round seemed to have something against him, till after they left he saw in the mirror that he was wearing his Free Winston Silcott t-shirt. In 2008, Keith and his partner, fellow socialist Liz, moved to North Wales, where he worked as a NHS hospital porter. They adopted a son, Thomas, and after being flooded out of their home moved to North Teesside in 2015, where again Keith found work in the NHS. The Socialist Party sends its deepest condolences to Liz and Thomas, 8, on the loss of Keith. Keith's funeral will be on Friday the 11th of May, at 5 p.m, at Kirkleatham, Red Car, Crematorium, Fishponds Road, Year BTS 11, 8HH.